Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Kenny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields the ball and throws to John covering. Safe. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. Munson moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Munson moves to third. Woods moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny strikes out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munson tags and scores. Woods tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Berry moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer strikes out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munson is walked intentionally. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a pop-up towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. John Matias now playing left field. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer strikes out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Tommy John. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Walt Williams. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. 1 out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthias throws the ball into Knoop, who tags Clark, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-4 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. McCraw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCraw. Mercer moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mercer moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires over to first and Hopkins drops the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Michael moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 4 in the game. Kenny hits a line drive into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 4 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground. Knoop is thrown out after the base hit. McCraw scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Woods picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Woods. Berry moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The slide. Munson applies the tag. Berry is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Pete Ward pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Clark steals second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.